Task 3. You will hear several people talking. After each extract, write the option that best summarizes what you hear. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Allowing cameras into the criminal courts in England and Wales would be a real departure. The Director of Public Prosecutions, many judges and some lawyers are cautiously enthusiastic about the idea. Those in favour believe that anything that demystifies the court process would increase both public understanding of and public confidence in the criminal justice process. A spokesman for Lord Judge, the Lord Chief Justice, has said that he'll work with government to ensure that any changes to the current position safeguard all parties in a case. Restricting filming to sentencing would enable witnesses and jurors to be protected. Victims would also have to feel safe and comfortable with any filming of them.
Extract Number 1.
A survey suggests that almost two-thirds of schools in England are ignoring their statutory duty to provide a daily act of worship. The poll, carried out by ComRes for the BBC, suggests that most parents do not want the law enforced. The Bishop of Oxford, John Pritchard, chairs the Church of England's Board of Education. He told us that the law shouldn't be strictly enforced, but Christian values were at the heart of Britain.
It is best to actually have Christianity at the heart of it, but not exclusively so. Of course we've got to do justice to the whole multicultural environment we're in, and, you know, the riots and so on are just one small clue about that. But we have got to be inclusive.
Extract number 2.
The Bloody Sunday inquiry was the longest and most expensive in British legal history. It lasted 12 years and cost £200 million. Compensation is now being sought by the families of some of those killed or injured. Their lawyers wrote to the Prime Minister earlier this year, pointing out that he himself had described the shootings as indefensible. In response, the Ministry of Defence has now indicated compensation will be paid, and it suggested a formula for calculating how the money should be distributed. Given the passage of time, it'll be a complicated process. It could also be very expensive.
Extract number 3.
The SAS War Diary is a scrapbook of combat reports, maps and personal accounts detailing missions across Europe, including one plan to kill or kidnap the German Field Marshal Erwin Rommel. The briefing outlines a 7-man parachute drop, with news of success sent by pigeon, The assassins landed, but Rommel had been wounded and evacuated to Germany. If captured, SAS troops faced execution. The diary details the massacre of more than 30 men behind enemy lines in France. Today's SAS has never forgotten its beginnings. Now, at last, the curtain of secrecy has been lifted just a little.
Extract number 4.
For the UK's army of agency workers, some new rights, like access to canteens and job vacancies, will apply from the first day on the job. But after 12 weeks, they can expect to receive equal treatment with permanent staff with regards to areas including pay, holiday entitlement and overtime. Trade unions say it all marks an end to the exploitation of temps, but the government estimates it will cost employers up to £1.8 billion a year. And business groups argue it's yet more red tape that will reduce the flexibility that employers need to respond to demand.
Extract number 5.
Older children have a far smaller chance of being adopted than babies. That's why charities say it's imperative that the adoption process is speeded up. These new government figures show that, on average, children are waiting more than 2.5 years before being adopted, with the early part of their lives spent in foster or care homes. The overall number of children adopted in England last year dropped to just over 3,000, down 5% on the previous year and 20% fewer compared with 6 years ago. The charity Barnardo's says this drop is deeply worrying and is the result of slow decision-making.
Extract number 6.
The cave art at Ruffignac in the Dordogne in southern France is famous. Fingers 13,000 years ago scraped out images of mammoths and various symbols. But some of the fingers, it's now been discovered, were tiny. Measurements reveal that rainbow shapes, handprints and wavy lines were made by children. The most prolific appear to be two girls aged 5 and 7. Some are high up and suggest an adult had lifted them up. One appears to complete the image of a deer. Others are just doodles, albeit in a cave which they would have had to walk and crawl more than half a mile in the pitch black to reach.
Extract number 7.
A United Nations report suggests almost 500,000 people are being murdered across the world each year. Honduras in Central America is the most dangerous place to live. The UK is one of the safest.
The report paints a bleak picture of violent crime across the world, particularly in parts of the Caribbean and the Central American states of Belize, Guatemala, El Salvador and Honduras, which has the highest murder rate in the world, with 82 deaths for every 100,000 of the population. The UN points to gun crime and wide variations in income as factors which contribute to high murder levels.
Extract number 8.
That is the sound of a woodpecker's beak, moving at some 6 meters per second, bashing into wood and bringing the bird's skull to an abrupt halt over and over again with a deceleration more than 1,000 times stronger than gravity. It's a feat that would kill most animals, including us. Three things save the birds from certain death, it seems. Their upper and lower beaks are uneven, spreading out the impact that is transmitted to the skull. A series of spongy, plate-like bones in their skulls spread the load further while maintaining strength. Most intriguing, though, is a bone called the hyoid. In woodpeckers, it acts just like a safety belt for the rest of the skull.
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.